Hey guys, my name is Michael Peterson. Welcome to the Small Business Marketing Podcast. Together, we're going to look at ways to market your business online and beyond, attracting new customers and, of course, retaining the loyal ones. Marketing your business isn't difficult, but it does require learning a few basics. Can you do this alone? Yeah, sure. But honestly, why not do this together? To find out more about me, visit distinctmedia.ca. All right, guys, welcome back to another episode of the Small Business Marketing Podcast. As I mentioned on the end of the last one, I wanted to talk a little bit about copywriting in this one. Now, what does copywriting mean? It's just a fancy term for what you're writing, for the words that you use in your post or your ad. And this is crucial. It's also a very deep topic, so we'll be covering this time and time again with new ideas and tips. So let's talk about copywriting, shall we? Just remember that regardless of the social media stream that people are on, they likely don't have time, right? They're flipping through whatever stream it is, and you might have like a second to capture their attention. So the first rule of thumb, of course, is the same as always. Keep it simple, right? The KISS method. You don't want to have too many words in your post or your ad because people may, well, most likely not take the time to read it. So in your post, you're going to start with a headline. Pretty simple, right? You want to capture the attention of the person who's flipping through whatever social media stream you're choosing with that headline in combination with an image or video, of course. The question you have to ask yourself is, who are you targeting? Now, let's pretend that you have a business and you rent go-karts to kids, you know, for 5-minute rides, whatever. Go-karts are your thing. So ask yourself, are you going to make a post that attracts the parents who would be paying for the kids? Or are you going to make a post that attracts the kids who are going to see it and go, Mom, Dad, I want to go there? So be clear about that first. And when you write a headline, ask yourself, is it easy to read and understand? You should be able to glance at it and go, oh, I know exactly what they're talking about. I read a book recently called Scientific Advertising by a gentleman by the name of Claude Hopkins. It's quite a famous book in the marketing world. Three rules that I got from there are be specific, offer service, and tell a story. Now, those are three really good tips for writing any type of headline and the information that follows. Be super specific. You have like a second or two before they are gone forever. Offer a service. Why are you doing it? And tell a story, whether it be with the picture of a kid on a go-kart going woohoo with a crazy face, or if it just says, hey, take a break, send your kids to go-karting. Whatever your copy, just be mindful of those three things. Here's kind of a crazy tip, and I'm not totally convinced that these are the best way to go about this, but there are actually headline analyzers online. So if you write a headline and you're like, is this headline going to be effective? Go to Google, type in headline analyzer. There's a million of them. Post your headline in, hit go, and read what it has to say. The feedback is actually pretty interesting. The old method, and the method that I prefer, is just to ask a friend. Say, hey, man, what do you think about this? Now, as far as the full ad or the post goes, there are some additional things you want to think about, okay? The first is motivation. Why someone's going to stop at your post? The reason or the expectation they get from it. What's the motivation? Clarity. In combination maybe with your headline and with your picture, there should be clarity right away. What's the payoff? What do they get from you that benefits them? Next up, is there an incentive? Is there something that might motivate potential customers to actually go to your webpage and check you out or contact you? Next, you want to think about friction. Is there any reason why they may go, that's not for me. Looks dangerous, perhaps. Or, oh, go-karting's always expensive. So think about the things that people might go, yeah, I don't think go-karting's for me because of ABC. And then address those things. And finally, think about anxiety. Will there be objections? Kind of like friction. Will there be perceived risk? So you want to kind of try to wrap all of that up into your copy. And I know you're like, really, all that? Well, these are just the little things that you can think about as you're writing that I think will make your copywriting and your headlines more effective. One thing you probably want to avoid is too much text on top of the image itself. I'm not sure about now, but a while back when you were posting ads on Facebook, they had a rule that said no more than 25% of the image can have letters on it or words on it. I haven't seen that pop up in a while, but the truth is that if you have a picture that's full of words, it could actually work against you. Some of the algorithms in these social streams are actually set up so that pictures that are full of words will actually do worse as far as organic reach goes. So keep that in mind. Now, here's another idea. This is from a book called Copy Hackers. This is real simple. You're going to roll your eyes when I say it. Instead of writing good copy, just steal it. Right? So go online. Here's what I like to do. Okay. Facebook allows you to save posts. Okay. So I will go through my feed. And of course, there are certain posts and certain ads that are being totally directed at me. But I'll go through and I'll look at ads that I think are cool and I'll actually save them. And then I use them for reference later. So if there was a really good ad about hamburgers, let's say, I was like, well, that's really clever. I'll save it. And then later on when I'm doing ads for my go-kart place, I might pull that up and go, yeah, you know what? The way they had that picture of the kids looking fun in the background, I'm going to do something just like that. And when you're writing, think about a value proposition, right? Super common term in the marketing world, but what's the reason to buy? What's in it for me? Why should I choose you over some other activity? That should be clear to you when you're writing your copy so that you go, yeah, I read this and it's clear that the value proposition is this. And my last tip, and this is a bit ambiguous, but when writing copy and trying to draw in more customers, keep asking yourself, so what? And what I mean by that, well, when you write a line, read it to yourself and go, so what? The so what should be obvious. And if it's not, rewrite the line. All right, guys, that wraps it up for today's podcast covering a little bit of copywriting. Copywriting's a deep issue and we're going to talk about it so, so much. But these are some good tips just to get you started if you haven't done posts or ads before. Thanks for listening. Hey, thanks for listening to the Small Business Marketing Podcast. To hear all of our episodes and to keep up to speed with small business marketing, please make sure that you hit subscribe to this podcast. And to reach me directly, just email michael@distinctmedia.ca or follow me on social media @_distinctmedia. And finally, if you're struggling with this online marketing stuff and you just need more help, there's plenty of resources on my website, distinctmedia.ca. Cheers.